This is Becky Mitchell from the Holmes Theater, and today I have joining me Joe from the Okie Dokie Brothers, correct?
That's right. How you doing, Becky?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing great today.
Now, you're going to come and visit our facility on October 5th, correct?
You got it. Yeah, we're really looking forward to the trip up north.
Great. And you're part of a kind of a bigger happenings that day. You guys are the headliners, but you have a few opening acts with Dan Thornby and the Storyland String Band, which is a local group. And then Paul Spring, who we're going to talk to here in a little bit. And then you guys are the big show in the theater at about 4:30, I think, correct?
Yeah, I think you're right.
So I've actually been following you for about a couple of years now, and I'll tell you what happened. I know that Amy Stearns from our facility has been trying to get you guys in for a couple of years, and she handed me a CD and said, listen to these guys and see what you think. So I'm a stained glass mosaic artist, and I had a kids camp going on that week, and we listened to that CD I don't even know how many times. Because
yeah.
They loved it. Specifically,
well, that's great to hear.
Yes.
Was that the one about our trip down the Mississippi River?
It was, yeah, the Can You Canoe.
Oh, that's great.
And they loved Rosita the Skeeter, so I sure hope that's in your playlist for when you're at the Holmes Theater.
Yeah, we'll make sure to play that one for you.
So tell us a little bit. You alluded to it a little bit. So you took a trip down the Mississippi River with Justin, and now are you really brothers?
Well, Justin and I, we grew up together. We're from Denver, Colorado. Known each other since we were 3 years old. So we call each other, you know, brothers, the Okie Dokie Brothers. But we're not real brothers.
Sure,
that's
sure.
That's the trick.
Sure.
So we've been writing songs together since high school. And, you know, we played in bands in college and afterwards together. But then we started more of a family music project here to engage kids and families, and the whole point of it is to inspire them to get outdoors and to get active. So what we do is we take adventures, 30-day long outdoor trips that we call adventure albums, and those experiences inspire the music on the albums that we're recording these days. So the Mississippi River was the first one of those, and we're doing a 3-part series here. And so we just released our second one about our trip up the Appalachian Trail.
Wow. And do we know what the next one will be yet, or no?
Yeah, we're in the planning process there. So we're heading out west, and we're doing a horse packing trip around Utah, Colorado, and Wyoming.
So when you're on these trips, are you just looking for kind of inspiration from your surroundings, or do you have kind of a sense, you know, when you're going into the trip of what you'll be writing about?
Yeah, I mean, it provides a framework for the theme of the album. And so we choose regions that have, you know, certain sounds and feels to them. For instance, the Appalachian album, we really delved into old-time music and mountain banjos, clogging, spoons, washboards, you know, that type of sound, kind of the back porch feel. And that really inspired the album in both, you know, lyrically with what we sang about, but also just the sonic nature of what we were trying to capture. And we feel like, you know, a little bit of direction really opens up a lot of creative doors for us.
Sure, sure. And I know that you've been recognized for some of those accomplishments. You have won a Grammy, correct?
Yeah, we won one of those for Best Children's Album couple years ago for Can You Canoe.
Great. So the day here on October 5th is very family oriented. We've got activities going on in the ballroom before the show, and then of course, you know, your show. Is it just for kids and families, or is there something in there for everyone?
Well, we'd like to think so, because we have, you know, teenagers showing up at our shows, grandparents, people that don't have kids enjoy the records. What we do is we basically play traditional folk and bluegrass and old-time music, and you know, put some of the family lyrics that we write to those old tunes. And to me, you know, that's a universal sound that any age can enjoy.
Of course. do you tour all over the country then, or the world, or more regionally in Minnesota right now, or where are your tours bringing you?
Well, we go coast to coast, so we do a lot of shows out east. Justin actually spends half the year in Queens, New York, so we base out of there and go up and down the East Coast, and then we also do the West Coast and Colorado and Chicago and, you know, Florida, all that stuff. And we just did a trip up to Canada last year, so not doing the full international tour or anything, but we do like to travel around the nation, and the fan base is growing nicely, so it's been a fun project.
I know if you go on YouTube, you can find quite a few videos of you guys performing, and it seems always like a lot of fun.
Yeah, we have a good time. Every show's different because you never know what the audience is going to be like, you know, with kids. Their energy is always what we feed off of. So it's been really great. We used to play in bars and cafes, things like that, and lots of, a lot of fun. I mean, playing for kids and families is a very rewarding experience.
Great. So when are you planning to head out on your next adventure?
We're going out west in June.
Okay.
So we'll take the month of June to kind of check out the Grand Canyon. We're going to take mules down the Grand Canyon and then get out to Colorado to ride around on some horses and just camp out. You know, every night we camp out on these adventures and kind of unplug is the whole idea.
Sure.
So no emails or phone. And we just have our kind of notebooks and we bring our backpacker guitars and head out there to really just be with nature and each other to find those topics for families and be a little bit of an example and a reminder to families that you don't always have to be plugged in.
And how hard is it in today? Because you guys are pretty young guys, and so, you know, we live in such a plugged in world, if you will. How hard is it to unplug for 30 days? Do you kind of go through a little withdrawals, or is it more of a relief?
Oh, it's a relief at first, yeah, but then it's, of course, you know, pressures of the outside world creep in to kind of keep in touch with folks, and if you know, business continues there with booking shows and publicity and whatnot, so it's difficult. It really is, and, you know, we're not saying you have to do it perfectly, but to be mindful of how much we actually are plugged in is kind of the point, so that we can put the phones away when we want to be present with our families and with, you know, friends too. I think is the big takeaway there.
Absolutely. I think, especially when you're dealing with kids, you know, they know no other world than the world where moms and dads have a cell phone in their hand constantly, and it's really important to make sure we're dedicating some time all focused on them.
That's right. You're exactly right.
Well, great. We are going to, so when you come to Detroit Lakes, we're going to listen to some of your music here in just a few minutes, but will we be hearing more music from your first album or the second album, the one you just released?
We do about half and half. So we'll do, you know, a string of songs from the river and kind of talk about that and get into that world. And then we'll change gears and move more into the mountains and the old-time music of Appalachia and talk about our hiking adventure there. So yeah, we do a little bit of both, and then we throw in some old traditionals, and, you know, every song kind of has something for the kids to do, you know, whether it's making a train or, you know, little dances or whatnot. We like to get people up and tapping their toes and swinging their partners by the end of the show, and it's pretty fun. So yeah, we're bringing, you know, our percussionist, Jed, and it'll be a three of us up there, and, you know, we're really looking forward to hearing Paul Spring and the other act too open up the night. I think it's going to be a fun day.
Great. Well, I know one of the activities that we're making in the ballroom are some newspaper hats, so maybe we can entice you guys to come out and make some newspaper hats with us.
That sounds awesome.
All right, well, Joe, thanks so much for joining us. We're gonna break away and listen to a few of your songs, and when we come back, we will be talking with Paul Spring. We'll see you on October.
All right, thanks, Becky.
You're welcome. We'll see you on the 5th of October.
All right, see you then.
We don't need a motor, we don't need a sail, and we don't need no fins or gills, and we don't need a tail. Let's just keep it simple, we'll each get an oar, paddle out to no man's lake and float till we can no more. Can you canoe on a little boat built for two? Can you canoe? I'll be your captain and your crew. Can you canoe if there's nothing better to do? I wanna float down the river with you. We don't need no outlets, we don't need no wires. Primetime entertainment will be lightning, bugs, and fires. Let's just keep it simple, unplugged and outside. Sound waves on the water don't need to be amplified. Can you canoe on a little boat built for two? Can you canoe? I'll be your captain and your crew. Can you canoe if there's nothing better to do? I wanna float down a river with you. I'll take the bow, brother, you can take the stern. I'll move us forward and you choose when to turn. Let's just keep it simple, we all need a friend in this current moment instead of looking around the bend. Can you canoe on a little boat built for two? Can you canoe? I'll be your captain and your crew. Can you canoe if there's nothing better to do? I wanna float down a river with you. I wanna float down a river with you. I wanna float down a river.
I'm going to Louisiana.
Way Holloway, Will Holloway Joe.
To buy a dog and a muddy old hog and marry Susiana.
Way Holloway, Will Holloway Joe.
Told me long ago she wished I'd be a lawyer.
Way Holloway, Will Holloway Joe.
Much to her chagrin, I don't have an employer.
Way Holloway, Will Holloway Joe. Way Holloway, we're bound for better weather. Way Holloway, Will Holloway Joe.
Holloway Joe, me boys, meeting on up with the old St. Croix.
Keep a rowing, me boys, it's a raftman's life for me.
Holloway Joe, me boys, floating on down to Illinois.
Keep a rowing, me boys, it's a raftman's life for me.
Toy cars and candy bars are just a waste of money.
Way Holloway, Will Holloway Joe.
Cornbread is all you need with butter, beans, and honey.
Way Holloway, Will Holloway Joe.
Song and get a long way down to Sarasota.
Way Holloway, Will Holloway Joe.
Then hop a barge up through the arch and back to Minnesota.
Way Holloway, Will Holloway Joe. Way Holloway, we're bound for better weather. Way Holloway, Will Holloway Joe.
it's a raftman's life for me. Keep a rowing me, boys, it's a raftman's life for me.
Mississippi got married in the fall. They left the church that very same day for the honeymoon in St. Paul. Singing M-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. Mr. and Mississippi, they rambled and they roamed. But when they got down to St. Louis, they made themselves a home. Singing M. Mr. and Mississippi were traveling southbound. They had some kids and raised them in good old Memphis town. Down past New Orleans to the Gulf of Mexico, singing M-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. You can't find me one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three, four Mississippi, five Mississippi, alley, alley, oxen free.
Sing it backward.
I-P-P-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-M.
We're sleeping out in the forest again, far from the cities and the streets. But if we close our eyes and we improvise, we can make it to New York in our dreams. The moon becomes a street lamp in Central Park, and the river is a train Brooklyn bound. The stars turn into pearls on high-heeled girls getting ready for a night on the town. Let's take them to the Bullfrog Opera and the Raccoon's Masquerade Ball. We've got Broadway tickets to see a chorus line of crickets, and the loons are playing Carnegie Hall. Our tent starts looking like the Plaza Hotel. Tonight we'll sleep like we're rich. The trees grow to equate the size of the Empire State, and the trail becomes the Triborough Bridge. We're sitting front row at Nature Symphony Show, with the winds, the reeds, and the streams. We wait for the piano to cue the soprano, cause it's not over till the fat lady sings. She's singing in the Bullfrog Opera and the Raccoon's Masquerade Ball. We've got Broadway tickets to see a chorus line of crickets, and the loons are playing Carnegie Hall. We're singing in
Rosita the Skeeter ain't no Skeeter sweeter, but she's a man-eater, Rosita the Bug. I tried keeping her away with bug spray galore, but she kept on coming back for more. So now I'm covered from head to toe with kisses from a mosquito named Rosita the Skeeter. Ain't no Skeeter sweeter, but she's a man-eater, Rosita the Bug. Do I itch the scratch or scratch the itch? I never can tell which one's which. But I think I'd be doing fine if I could take a bath in calamine. Cause Rosita the Skeeter ain't no Skeeter sweeter, but she's a man-eater, Rosita the Bug. Well, fly around my pretty little miss, fly around my daisy, fly around my pretty little miss, you almost drive me crazy. Singing fly around my pretty little miss, fly around my daisy, fly around my pretty little miss, you almost drive me crazy. Rosita the Skeeter ain't no Skeeter sweeter, but she's a man-eater, Rosita the Bug. Rosita the Skeeter ain't no Skeeter sweeter, but she's a man-eater, Rosita the Bug.
I got myself in trouble when I bought myself a home, cause I thought myself a millionaire, but then I couldn't pay off the loan. So I moved down to the river where fish and hooks pay the rent, and now I'm living off of rice and beans and sleeping in my camping tent. My camping tent, it's my transportable, affordable apartment where I open the roof, zipper, and can watch the Big Dipper rising as a breeze blows through the window vent. It's time well spent living in my camping tent. I always thought a mansion would be a nice abode, but in the fine print that I read, it said that you couldn't take it on the road. So now whenever I wanna leave, I go wherever I can live in peace, cause whoever wants to live in a camping tent never has to sign a lease. It might have a rather low ceiling, but it keeps me humble, cause I'm always kneeling. And if it rains, I can trust my roof, cause this wigwam is waterproof. I love my camping tent. It's my transportable, affordable apartment where I open the roof, zipper, and can watch the Big Dipper rising as a breeze blows through the window vent. It's time well spent living in my camping tent. I used to have toys and trinkets and knickknacks laying around, and while those things are nice to have, they end up weighing you down. So I left all my belongings, cause they made me discontent, and the only thing I brought with me was this little old camping tent. It's my transportable, affordable apartment where I open the roof, zipper, and can watch the Big Dipper rising as a breeze blows through the window vent. It's time well spent living in my camping tent. My camping tent, it's my transportable, affordable apartment. It's foldable, holdable, easily moldable, totable, boatable, probably even floatable, dependable, mendable. The poles are pretty bendable, enjoyable, deployable, but doesn't have a toilet bowl. Big old camping tent!
So again, viewers, just to, or listeners, excuse me, just to remind you, those activities are happening on Sunday, October 5th, with the music of the Okie Dokie Brothers. And prior to that, at 2 p.m. in the ballroom, your ticket gets you into those activities for free. We will have crafts. We have hooping with the Happy Hippie Hoop Company. All sorts of activities. Music from the Storyland String Band. And then, of course, on the stage at 4 o'clock, Paul Spring, who you just got done listening to, will be opening for the Okie Dokie Brothers. Sunday, October 5th. For more information, you can contact our box office at 218-844-7469. Or you can visit us online at www.dlccc.org. Ticket prices are very reasonable for this show at just $15 for adults. Students are $7.50, or we have our BOGO. So for every adult ticket that you purchase, you can get one student ticket for free. So again, $15 for adults. Student tickets, buy one, get one free with the adult, or if you have additional children you'd like to bring, it's $7.50 per student. This is Becky Mitchell back from listening to some music from the Okie Dokie Brothers, and now we have joining us Paul Spring. Welcome, Paul.
Thank you.
Now, you are opening for the Okie Dokie Brothers that day, correct?
Yeah, I am. I'm playing a half-hour set, maybe a little under a half-hour before they get on the stage.
Great, great. And I've been on your website and on YouTube listening to you play quite a variety of music, actually.
Yeah, I try and put as much out there as I can.
Yeah, it seemed like some family, you know, more family-oriented music, but also, you know, some original songs. There was one about diabetes and gasoline. And tell us a little bit about your style.
Well, I guess I started out a couple years ago trying to play music around clubs in Minneapolis. And I was playing kind of folk rock music with a group of guys who I had in the band, and working as a tutor part-time, and then I got a job as a high school teacher full-time, and wanted to keep making albums, so I made another kind of adult folk album, and I also made a children's album with the Okie Dokie Brothers so that I could kind of double up and start playing kids' shows as well. And now that's what I do. I play shows for kids, and I play shows in bars and for adults. I just kind of play everywhere I can.
Great, great. And are you still teaching?
No, I'm not. I'm full-time music now.
Well, I was going to say great, but maybe it's not great, but probably great for you.
Yeah, it is great.
I think anytime as artists that you can do what you love to do full-time, that's pretty awesome. So
yeah, it is.
So you've played with the Okie Dokie Brothers before. You're familiar with each other's work, then, it sounds like.
Yeah, definitely. I've known them actually for a long time, since I was in high school.
Wow.
Because they went to St. John's, and I went to the high school of St. John's. So.
Okay. And are you from the Minneapolis area?
I'm from St. Cloud.
Okay.
An hour north. Closer to you guys.
Yep. Okay. And how do you, it does not appear that you play a lot of covers. I know I saw a few covers. You write all of your own music, or how do you go about that process?
Yeah, I do. I do write my own music. I just played a wedding this past weekend for my sister and realized that I've really forgotten a lot of the covers that I used to know because I spend so much time writing music and trying to get ready for the next album.
Great, great. Well, tell us, we have just maybe about a minute and a half here, and I want to make sure that you plug your website because we want to save some time so our listeners can, and you know, listen to some of your music and what have you. So what is your website?
So my website is paulspringmusic.com. And if you search my name on Google, if you search Paul Spring on Google, it's the second thing that comes up after a retirement community in Alexandria, Virginia. Don't click on that. And all my music is available for streaming on the website, so you can listen to it and see where my shows are, or email me if you got any questions.
Great, great. Well, I look forward to meeting you and hearing you play on Sunday, October 5th. Now, I enticed Joe from the Okie Dokie Brothers. We have all sorts of family activities going on that day. prior to the concert, starting at 2 o'clock in our ballroom, and lots of family activities and crafts and what have you. And I enticed him to come down and make a paper hat with the kids before the concert. So I'm hoping that we can get you down there as well.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'll be down. That sounds fun.
Maybe paint a little bit, or, you know, who knows?
So, yeah, definitely.
Great. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you and hearing you on October 5th, Paul, and thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day to join us.
All right. Thanks so much.
This program has been funded by the Legacy, Art, Culture, and Heritage Fund of Minnesota.